I'm now reading Mark chapter 10. The next section is from verse 1 to verse 12. The heading is, Don't Split Up a Marriage. Jesus left Capernaum in Galilee and went down south. They walked all through Judea and the country on the east side of the Jordan River. A lot of people gathered around him, and he taught them God's word, the same as he always did. Some of the Jewish lawmen called Pharisees went to Jesus and tried to trick him with a hard question. They said, Is it all right for a man to break up his marriage and send his wife away? Jesus answered, What did Moses write down in the law part of God's book? The Jewish lawmen said, Moses wrote down a law like this. A man can split up from his wife. That man has to write on a paper that he is breaking his marriage promise. He has to give that paper to his wife, and then he can send her away. Jesus said to them, You people have closed ears, and you will not listen to God. So Moses had to write those words for you like that. But God's book tells us that God made everything, and it says that he made a man and a woman at that time. It tells us, A man and woman will each leave their father and mother and join up with each other. Then they are not two people anymore. They are like just one body. Look, it is God that joined them together like that, so no one should try to split them up. After that, Jesus went back to their house with just his followers, and they asked him to explain this a bit more. Jesus said to them, If a man splits up his marriage and then marries another woman, he is sleeping with the wrong woman. He is breaking God's law and doing wrong to his proper wife. And if a woman splits up the marriage with her husband and marries another man, she is sleeping with the wrong man, and she is breaking God's law and doing wrong to her proper husband. The next section is from verse 13 to verse 16. The heading is, Jesus held children in his arms. Later on, some people took their kids to Jesus. They wanted Jesus to put his hand on them and ask God to be good to them. But Jesus' followers growled at those people and told them to take their kids away. Jesus saw his followers block the children from coming to him, and he got angry. He said, Don't block those kids. Let them come to me. They are the kind of people God wants. It is people that are like these little kids that God will have in his family. I tell you straight, just look at the way children trust their father and mother. You mob have to trust me just like those kids trust their parents. If you can't trust me like that, you can't be in God's family. Then Jesus held those kids in his arms and prayed for God to be good to them. The next section is from verse 17 to verse 31. The heading is, A rich man asked Jesus how to live forever. After that, Jesus started to leave that place. Then a man ran up to him and got down on his knees and said, Good teacher, what can I do so that I will live a good life forever and never die? Jesus said, Why do you call me good? You know that only God is good. You know God's laws. Don't murder anyone. Don't sleep with anyone that is not your wife. Don't steal things that belong to other people. Don't tell lies about anybody. Don't trick people to get anything from them. You always have to respect your father and mother. That man said, Teacher, I have always done all those things. I started to live that way while I was a little boy. Jesus looked at him, loved him, and felt sorry for him. Jesus said, There is still one more thing you have to do. Go and sell all your things to get some money, and then give all that money to people that have nothing. After you do this, God will be really happy with you, and he will give you other good things. You will get those things later on in heaven. Go and do as I have told you, then come with me, follow me, and learn more. That man heard what Jesus said, and he got really sad. He was a rich man, but Jesus told him to give all his things away. He got very sad and just walked away with his eyes looking down. After that man left, Jesus looked around at his followers and said, "Rich people don't like to let God be their boss. It is really hard for them." His followers got a shock as they heard this, so he told them more. He said, "It is hard for anyone to let God be their boss. Now think about a big camel. Do you reckon it can go through a little hole in a needle? No, it can't, hey. I'm telling you, a big camel has got more chance to get through that little hole than a rich person has a chance to get into God's family." Rich people find it really hard to let God be the boss of their lives. Jesus' followers got a bigger shock and said to each other, "Is there anyone that God will save and take into his family? Maybe nobody." Jesus looked straight at them and said, "Nobody is good enough to get into God's family, but God can make people good enough. God can do anything." Peter said to Jesus, "We have left everything to follow you. What about us?" Jesus said, "If anyone leaves anything so that they can tell people God's good news, they will get back more than they left behind. If someone leaves their home, or brothers and sisters, or mother and father, or kids, or land, so that they can follow me and tell people God's good news, they will get a much better life. Many more homes, many more brothers and sisters, lots more mothers, lots more kids, and lots more land. But I have to tell you this too. If they do this work for me, they will get trouble from other people. But later on, they will live forever with God in heaven." People that are important leaders today will find out later on that they are nothing. God will change their job and they will be working men for everybody. And people that are just working men today, will be the important leaders later on. The next section is from verse 32 to verse 34. The heading is, "Jesus told his followers, they are going to kill me." Then Jesus led his followers along the road to Jerusalem. His close followers were shocked. They knew that they could get into big trouble in Jerusalem. The other people following behind them were frightened too. Jesus stopped walking and took his close followers away from the other people, and he told them what was going to happen to him later. Jesus said, "We are all going to Jerusalem, and there somebody will change sides and help the other mob catch me. That other mob are the leaders of the Jewish ceremony and the law teachers. I am that special man from God, but the Jewish leaders will grab me and take me to the Roman bosses. They will say that I am guilty and tell them to kill me. Then the Roman soldiers will rubbish me and spit on me. They will flog me and then they will kill me. But 3 days later, I will get up alive again." The next section is from verse 35 to verse 45. The heading is, "James and John asked Jesus to make them important." James and John, the sons of Zebedee, asked Jesus to do something good for them. Jesus asked them, "What do you want me to do?" They said, "Later on, you will be the most important leader. Can you make us the next most important? Can you let one of us sit on one side of you and the other sit on your other side?" Jesus said, "You two don't understand what you are asking me. I'm going to have really bad pain. It's like I will have to drink really nasty drink like poison. I am going to go through a really hard time. Do you reckon you can go through this really hard time that I will go through?" James and John said, "We reckon we can." So Jesus said, "You are right. You will go through the same hard time as me, and you are going to have bad pain like I will have. But I can't give you what you want. God is the one that picks the people that will be the important leaders, and he picks the ones that will sit beside me in heaven." The other 10 close followers heard what James and John asked for, and they got angry. So Jesus called them all together and said, You know what government people are like here in this world. They like to be bosses over everybody. It is like that everywhere in the world. The leaders boss everyone around, and the big bosses like to show everyone that they are strong. But I don't want you to be like that. If you want to be a leader of my people, you have really got to want to help them. So you will work hard for them and not think about pay. And if you want to be the most important person, you have to be a workman for everyone. You see, all the leaders of my people have to be like that, just like me. I am like that too. I am that special man from God. But I didn't come here to be bossy and make people work for me. I came to work for other people. And I came here to take the payback from God for the other people that did bad things. I came to die for big mobs of people. The next section is from verse 46 to verse 52. The heading is, Jesus made a blind man see again. Jesus and his followers kept going to Jerusalem, and they walked through a town called Jericho. As they left Jericho, a big mob of people walked with them along the road. A blind man was sitting at the side of the road, asking people to give him money so that he could buy some tucker. He was a man called Bartimaeus. His father's name was Timaeus. Bartimaeus heard that Jesus from Nazareth was coming along the road, so he started to yell out, Jesus, you belong to David's family, and I know you will become our king like he was. So please be kind to me and help me. A lot of people growled at him and told him to shut up, but he kept yelling out even louder, Jesus, you belong to David's family, and I know you will become our king like he was. So please be kind to me and help me. Jesus stopped and said, Tell him to come to me. So they called out to that blind man, Bartimaeus, you can be happy now. Get up. Jesus is calling out for you. That blind man jumped up and walked to Jesus. He even left his coat behind. Jesus asked him, What now? What can I do for you? That blind man answered, Oh, teacher, I just want to see again. Jesus said to him, You believe in me, so I make you better now. You can go home now. Straight away, Bartimaeus could see again, and he joined in with the other people and followed Jesus along the road.